setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation. A conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. This is a conversation about meaning in your work. How many of you want to work with meaning? How many of you want to say, you know what, I'm doing meaningful work? How many of you are sick and tired of just being miserable or confused on Monday mornings, and you're just working for the weekend? You know there's more, but you're not quite sure what it is. Or you know what it is, you don't know how to get there. Or you know what it is, and you know how to get there, but you're dealing with fear and doubt that's holding you back. No shame in your game. That's why we do the Ken Coleman Show. And I'm telling you, we get the 7 stages to meaningful work. They work because I worked them. Turns out they match up with all successful men and women's journeys. There's 7 stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. What stage are you in? We're going to walk you through the stage that you're in, how to get to the next stage. And the climb and the journey is so worthwhile. You'll enjoy that as much as arriving at the destination. And when we get to the dream job, what do? We expand the vision. We expand the dream. We work like no one else by truly working to give ourselves away. Our income and our impact have truly come together to make a difference in the world. That's why we do the Ken Coleman Show. That's why it's all about you, because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it because somebody out there needs you to be you. So here we go. And because of the podcast of the show, the Ken Coleman Show is not just nationally syndicated, it goes all around the world. And Sharita is in the United Kingdom and she's calling in. Sharita, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, thanks for sharing your passion and helping me today.
You bet. I got to get over to the United Kingdom and speak over there. We got to help some more folks over there, don't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I love it. Well, how can I help you today?
Ken, so I did your career clarity guide just to try and confirm, you know, what I am thinking that I want to do next. But I wanted to talk to you just to make sure that what it's telling me is right.
Okay, good. Hit me with it. What did you find out?
So it's pointing me to be a financial coach and maybe a mindset coach as well.
Okay.
And over the last year during COVID, like, I've really gotten passionate about it and I've started incorporating Dave's principles into my own life and started helping my family. And I'm thinking that's what I need to do.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just that I know how to start, but I'm just having, I guess, doubts.
Yeah, that's okay. I get it. When we are in a place of fear and doubt, what we want to do is retreat to clarity. This is what I teach about. I write about this, and that's why really I teach the sweet spot. And I'm so disciplined in keeping it simple. So we retreat to clarity. So we go, what I want to do, Ken, is I want to be a coach. I want to coach people in their finances and in their life. So we go, all right, but I'm doubting that a little bit. So what do? Let's go back to the talent piece. Talent, passion, mission. Those are the 3 gifts. Those are the 3 indicators. And that's how we retreat to clarity. So we go, all right, what are your top talents? What did you write down in the Career Clarity Guide? What came out?
So my top 3 talents are listening to people, then working with numbers, and then I guess getting people motivated to get things done, to reach their goals, to see that it can be better.
Good. Yeah. So you know what I wrote down? I wrote listening, which is another way of saying you're really good at connecting with people and really communicating. Isn't that correct?
I maybe the listening part, but then in terms of the talking part.
No, I didn't say talking. I didn't say like public speaking. Mm-hmm. I said you're good at listening, and as a result, you're good at connecting and communicating. It's not effective speaker. It doesn't mean that you're a world-class speaker. It just means that in a one-on-one setting, because you're such a good listener, you know how to connect with people. You feel what they're feeling, and you understand what they're thinking. Am I right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that allows you to connect with them. And then I said you're a good communicator. Remember, being a good communicator involves listening and just being able to communicate back to them what they're telling you. I didn't say you had to be a great speaker, and I don't mind if you say, you know, or you don't have a bunch of fancy words, but are you a good communicator?
Yes.
Of course you are. You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, yeah.
Good. Now you said, and then of course you're good with numbers, so you're really good with numbers, and there's a lot of other things there, patterns, details, that those are all part of that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what I wrote down for the last word? You didn't say it this way. You said you were good at motivating others to take action. I wrote down influencing. You're good at influencing others, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are you smiling over there across the pond? Yes. Why are you smiling and laughing right now? What's going on?
I never thought of influencing people.
Yeah, you are. You're really good at influencing others to make changes in their life. Isn't that rewarding? Doesn't that feel good? All right, so now let's... What did you write down? We've got about 2 minutes. We got plenty of time. Tell me what you wrote down for passion, work you love to perform. What did you write down?
I said learning to be strong in the financial area of my life. Good. I didn't know if that was a passion.
Good. Well, that is, because you are a lifelong learner. You love to learn. That is a form of work.
Mm.
Because when I am a professional learner, I'm going to do something with that for the benefit of others, right? So that could be a full-time researcher or a teacher has to learn. You see where that goes? And who else has to learn? Mm. Who else has to be a professional learner to be effective? A coach.
Coaches.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is so fun. And then what are the results? We're going to skip ahead. What are the results that you wrote down that matter deeply to you? You want to produce these results in the world.
Just seeing that people have gone and done better than they ever thought possible and achieving the statistics success that they want in their lives.
Okay. So, now that we've got those answers and we're retreating to clarity, right? So when someone has doubt about what they think is the calling on their life, we retreat to clarity. We walk right back through your sweet spot. We wrote down what you do best. That's your talent. We wrote down the work you love to do. That's your passion. And we wrote down the results you want to create, your mission. Are you in your sweet spot if you become a coach in coaching people financially and in their life?
I think so, but I haven't done it before.
Doesn't matter. So. You didn't answer my question. Are you in your sweet spot?
At the moment.
Yes. No. You're getting all crazy on me now. Come on, Sherita. I understand that you've got to get trained and you've got to learn to become a coach, but I'm saying, assuming you're trained and assuming you are doing the work, are you in your sweet spot? Yes or no? Say it loud.
Yes.
Sherita, stop thinking and start dreaming and start doing. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic Toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us. It's a different kind of talk radio show. We are not talking politics. We're talking purpose, and that kind of works out because if you're looking to political leaders or parties or legislation to help you get where you want to go in life, you are sadly, sadly mistaken, and you need to change your focus. But we're talking about men and women and all around the globe, by the way. This is what's so fun. I got to tell you, because we podcast each daily show that's syndicated nationally here in the United States, our international audience is growing. I think we had 5 calls from Canada the other day. Just took a call from Sharita live in the UK. So I want to point something out to those of you who are listening to the podcast. You can call live. You can call every day, Monday through Friday. I'm in the studio from 12 Eastern Standard Time to a little bit after 2 o'clock, so roughly about 2:05 Eastern Standard Time. And you can call. And that's what we love about the international audience. Now, some of you got to stay up really late or get up really early, but we're here. And we've literally had calls from all around the globe, every continent. And so know that this show and what we talk about, by the way, is not an American show. This isn't an American philosophy. If there's one thing that unites every one of us around the world, it is that we all long to do meaningful work. We don't want to just work for a paycheck. That's what's missing for many of us, is purpose. And I can tell you this, if you're on purpose in your work, there's a good chance you're going to be on purpose in your life. If you're miserable at work, great chance you're going to be miserable in your home, in your marriage. It's just a fact. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. Quick reminder for you parents and grandparents. You're going, Ken, I'd love for the teenager in my life, the young person in my life, age 13 to 19, to be able to learn what you teach. Well, we created a curriculum, very simple, easy. I teach 2 kids. I speak in their language. It's called Foundations in Career Readiness. And this is for your youngster age 13 to 19 if they're looking to land their first job or learn how to step into their calling in the career they were created to be in. This is for them. All they need is a computer, tablet, and internet access. It's $29.99, $30 to give them the edge over all the other kids. Trust me, folks. This $30 you spend is way more valuable than the college degree some of them are going to get. Trust me on that. So there you go. KenColeman.com. All right, back to the phones we go. Concord, New Hampshire is where Jenny is. Jenny, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Well, I am in a job that I really love, and I feel like I'm able to really use my talents and the things that God created me to do. But I am single, I'm living on my own, and I'd really like to be able to increase my income, but without moving into a leadership position. Is there a way I can somehow use my abilities and do that?
Oh, that's a really good question. Very, very specific, by the way, because I don't know your workplace. So I'm going to have to ask you some questions to see if we can pull some evidence and figure that out. Because many times when someone increases their income, they have increased their responsibility, and a lot of companies will tie that increase in responsibility to the increase in income. And you're going, Ken, I don't want to lead. And I, by the way, I really admire that. Folks, I hope you're hearing this. Some of you will make bad career decisions because you will say, I want to make more income, and I kind of go the traditional route, and the world kind of just funnels this into, well, if you're going to increase your income, you got to increase your influence, and to increase your influence, you need to be in a management position or some type of leadership position, and you'll go into it, and you'll hold your nose and go, okay, I'm doing it because it's more money, and you're miserable. And Jenny, I applaud you for knowing, you know what? Leadership's not my bag. So what is your current role? Let's figure out what you currently do for the company. Describe it just briefly.
I enter orders. I answer the phone and help customers with questions. I'm also involved with overseeing the claims that come in and making sure that we're processing them in a timely fashion.
Okay, so I wrote down your work is comprised of administrative work and customer service work. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. And you love the work. What are some skills that you have that you feel like as you look in your office that you're not being, that you're not utilizing? Feel like there's a couple tools in the old tool shed that, that you're not using because they haven't tapped you to do it?
Not necessarily, really.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's okay. It's okay that you don't, if the answer is no, then that helps me because that would have been some, that would have been a way we would go. Okay. Because we'd go, hey, I've got these additional skills and right now we aren't using them because of my current position. I'd like to add some more responsibilities, but it would be more in the skill set. It's not people driven, right? So that's not an option. So now we look at what additional work or responsibilities do you see as you scan the office every day where you go, either A, someone's not doing this and this needs to be done and I think I could do it. Okay, so like a new task or a new responsibility, an area that, of need where you go, I can do that. Another position or two in the company that you feel like I'm absolutely qualified for, I've got the experience, and it would move me up in responsibility, but it is not a position of management. Do you have an answer for either two of those scenarios?
Well, the funny thing is I have moved around in the company through a few different positions. I was in a leadership position, which is why I know I hate it and I'm terrible at it.
Exactly. Good for you. Good. So yeah, is there anything like that? Is there anything there? Because here's why I'm asking that while I let you think. Either there's something there like that where you just, okay, I need to get some additional qualification and then I can step into that and now I'm making more money because it pays more because I'm adding stuff to my plate. The other option, if this is all about income, we got to think about is there, you know, do we weigh another company or is that too risky because you really love the job, and you love the company? And so are there ways to make money outside of the office? I think that's where we sit today. But tell me first, any other opportunities there in the building that don't require you to be in a leadership role?
At this point, I don't think so. I had actually gotten a raise, and it kind of tied into more responsibilities, this past year. And, okay. You know, so I'm doing what all the other reps do, but my added responsibility was overseeing the claims.
Great. So they've incentivized you and they gave you more money. So you know what I think it is now? Yep. I think if it's not a position that will get you there, here's what we know about companies. This is an average in the United States that the typical raise is about 3%. So if it's just kind of a, okay, you're doing a good job, you're being a good citizen, we're going to bump you 3%. That's kind of the standard. Okay. So let's assume you got that 3% every year. You know, what could you do with the customer claims now that you're handling claims? What are some things that you can figure out and go, we need to be doing this. We need to be doing this. And so you come up with more solutions and you keep showing them that you're delivering this. And so it's not so much they change your position, but you keep taking on these new challenges that you're seeing because you're in it every day and you're helping fix these things, solve these things, make leadership aware of these things. And so you kind of create a growth plan. Hey, if I keep coming in and doing some quality control while still doing my main position here, here, and here, what can we do from a financial reward based on me solving more problems? I think it's just more communication with your leaders on doing more of the same and see how you can get a bump there. So you're growing your income, but to you, you don't care about position. You just want to grow your income. And I think that that might be a winning conversation, something to think about. So that's what I would do if I were you. And that's how you grow the income. You go, look, I'm not interested in titles. I'm not interested in leading. You know what I want to be? I want to be a person who's driving efficiency and excellence. I think those are your two words. If I keep finding ways to do that, how do we create a growth plan where I get compensated for that? This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose. Why do we do that? Why is that the purpose of this call-in radio show? Because I believe that you are created to fill a unique role in your work and through your work. That means you're tremendously valuable. You're needed. But it means you need to do it. If you were created to work, and that's what we believe, not as a workaholic, but created to contribute, that means somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. So this idea of living and working on purpose isn't about us. It's not about money and stuff. It's about meaning. And this is why we all lay awake at night and wonder at some point, why am I here? What should I do in my life? Here's the short answer. What you were created to do. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Oh, this looks fun. My screen says Judy's up in Livermore, California, and she's prepping for an interview tomorrow. Ooh. Judy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
Hey, Judy.
Yeah, so I have an interview tomorrow.
Yay!
For an assembler job. Yes, for assembling, but I don't have any manufacturing experience, and I don't know how to sell myself.
Okay. All right, this is my favorite. Oh, I love this. So tell me, give me 20 seconds on what the job description is. Even if you got to go online and read it to me, I want to know, to the best of your ability, what is the actual job description? What are they? What does a win look like for somebody who does this job?
They assemble light fixtures for hospitals and schools and factories. And basically, I'm doing a little bit of it, like connecting a green wire to a red wire or something like that.
Okay. How much experience do you have connecting wires to each other?
No, none.
Yeah, me either, turns out. But yeah. Do you think they do any training for this job?
Yes, they do.
Oh, why do they train for this job? What's the purpose of training?
So that you can learn to do it.
Which assumes that you are hiring people that have not done this particular type of wiring and light assembly, and they don't really care about that because they're going to train you how to do it, right?
Yes.
So they don't care if you've had experience connecting red wires and green wires. They're going to train you how to do the job, right?
Yeah.
So are you a good person?
Yes.
Okay, you're honest and have integrity.
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you get along well with others, or are you just a big old jerk?
I can be a jerk, but
Well, hold on a second. I can be a jerk too. Every human being on the planet has the capacity to be a jerk. That's not what I asked you. I said, are you a person who just always is just difficult to deal with, and you're just a real jerk in the office?
Okay. No. I generally get along with people.
Of course you do. Stop trying to be silly, would you please? And are you a person who has good work ethic? You're going to work hard?
Yes.
Great. Are you a person who has an attitude of being coachable?
Yes.
Great. You're hired. Tell them I said they should hire you.
Coachable.
Yeah. Tell them that in the interview.
Integrity.
Tell them that you have high integrity. You're an honest person. You have integrity. You treat others well. You treat others with respect. That's integrity to me. An honest person and a person who treats others with respect.
Got it.
And you got all the other things. Do you happen to be a detail person? Like you're really good with details?
Not with paper. Like with things, but not paper.
Wait. You just gave me a wonderful little nugget there. You're good with details with things. What does that mean?
Visually detailed, maybe?
Great. Well, with things. Well, that's what you have to be visual. You have to be detailed to put the right wire to the right wire and assemble the light the right way. If it's not assembled right, if a person is not good with details and not thorough in that talent, then you're not going to be successful in this job. But if you put lights together the right way, we got happy customers. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I do not want to go to a home improvement store, buy a light for my house, get home, hook it up, and the daggum thing doesn't work. That really messes my day up.
Yeah.
Okay. So
good with details.
Yeah, you're a follow-through person as well, right?
Follow-through person, yeah.
You are? Good.
Yeah.
Tell them that. Okay, here's the good news. Get the interview tomorrow. Have you ever downloaded my How to Win the Interview Guide at KenColeman.com? It's free.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Well, you need to do that right now. I'm putting you on hold. This call is done. I've already helped you enough. Go get the How to Win the Interview Guide at kencoleman.com. It's under our resources tab. It's free. And folks, this is a great resource. I'm very proud of it because I give away the secrets to how to prepare for the interview so that you perform for the interview. So here's the deal. Let me teach on this. We got the Super Bowl coming up. All right, so everybody can get this analogy. How is it that Tom Brady, or any, you name any legendary quarterback, how is it that they're so good under pressure? Now they've got some calm. These are people who handle pressure well. They got some of that. But you know what it is? It's more learned than it is by design. They practice over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And they practice the 2-minute drill. They know what it's like to run the plays with no timeouts. They practice this stuff. They watch film, Joe. They are prepared. And you take a person who is maniacally prepared, obsessively prepared, that person will perform under pressure. Joe, you've been doing live radio engineering producing for how many years?
25.
25 years Joe's been doing it. When we went live for the first time, you had been doing local radio. Joe was my producer local. He came with me to Nashville when we launched the show. And I'll never forget, Joe, the day that we went live on Sirius XM. For you and me, it was a dream come true for both of us. And we're doing a live national show. And we do it live every day. But I remember that first we were geeked, weren't we?
Very much.
Let me tell you what I know about Joe. Joe came in early and often that first week. He tested and retested and tested and retested. He had the engineers running around like they were, like their pants were on fire, because he wanted to know that when we went live, it wasn't just the normal music that Joe's used to doing and bringing in the bumps and all that and turning the buttons in the microphone. He was ready for everything. Because we were going national, and Joe was relentlessly prepared, and so he was nervous just like I was. You were a little nervous.
I just about drove everybody crazy.
Yeah,
but I
you
got
did.
It done.
But guess what? When the music played and we went live nationally for the first time, we both had some nerves. But guess what? It was a flawless show. Why was it flawless? I was nervous. Joe was nervous. I'm telling you how we were prepared. So here's the takeaway for any of you that are going into a job interview tomorrow, like Judy or the rest of you. Relentless preparation leads to reflexive performance. Write that down. Type it in your phone. Get it. Understand it. Relentless preparation leads to reflexive performance. Your brain is a supercomputer. If you load it up, it'll perform under pressure. It just will. It wasn't the first time Joe had done it. When we went live for the first time, it wasn't the first time he had done it. We had practiced. Everybody getting the theme here? So go get the How to Win the Interview Guide at kencoleman.com. It's free, folks. It's free. And it's going to teach you how to prepare. The questions you need to be prepared to answer. The questions you need to be prepared to ask. Body language. What you wear. How you start conversations. We do it all for you. All you got to do is read it, study it, practice it, apply it. So Judy, go. I put her on hold a few minutes ago. I hope she's already downloaded it. But go get it, folks. It's free. How to Win the Interview. Game changer. You're going to stand out, by the way. And this is what's great about this. Learning how to crush the job interview is huge because it's the most nerve-wracking thing most of you will ever do. It's huge. But I'm going to teach you how to win the interview, not just for your own individual performance, but to make you stand out from the rest of the pack. Go get it now. Don't move. More show coming right up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios, live from Nashville, 844-747-2577. Not talking politics on this talk radio show. We're talking purpose. Your why. Specifically, your why at work. If you're sick and tired of just kind of trying to make it through the week, living for the weekend, you know something's missing. And I'll tell you what's missing. You're not connected to your work. You're detached. You're not engaged. It's not meaningful to you. It's a good job, safe job. You don't hate it, but just doesn't have the juice. And that's going to wear on you. Life is too short to just work a job to pull in a paycheck. You can combine your impact and your income by doing what you were created to do. And there's multiple jobs, multiple career paths, multiple dream jobs in your sweet spot, which is at the intersection of your talent, what you do best, your passion, work you love to perform, and then your mission, results you want to produce in the world. Let me help you figure that out. 844-747-2577. Salt Lake City is where we go. And Cody's on the line. Cody, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How's it going, Ken?
I'm living the dream, Cody. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just struggling with the decisions that I have to make here in the future. I am working a job. I'm an electrician by trade. And 4 months ago, I applied for a job that if you had asked me then and they would ask me then, I would have jumped over no problem. Right now, several situations have changed, and I don't know if I want to take that job anymore or if I want to stay in the job that I am at.
What is this other job?
So the job is in law enforcement as a corrections officer.
And why would you have jumped to it a few months ago?
A few months ago, my bosses and I did not have a very good connection, and I was just going through the motions, not doing what I loved and not feeling any purpose with what I do now.
So what's changed?
My bosses have given me a position now to work in a job that's flexible. I run around, change electrical meters on houses, and I'm by myself. And as such, they have a lot more communication with me. We are building a better relationship. And
you enjoy the work.
I do. I love the work that I'm in.
Yeah. So if I'm hearing this correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, you would have taken the job a few months ago as a corrections officer just to escape a bad situation. It would just be this is an escape.
Yes, sir.
You don't love the idea of being a corrections officer. You don't long to be a corrections officer. True or false?
Yeah, that's true. I don't long to be a corrections officer.
Yeah, you like working with your hands. True or false?
Oh, yeah.
You love solving problems of a technical nature, things like that. You're not solving people problems. You like to solve thing problems. True or false?
That is true to an extent. There's also the other part of, I guess, my whole reason. My whole reason is I don't see myself in electrical work for my whole life.
Great. Doesn't matter. That's not not what we're dealing with. Right now we're going, should I take this other job? And the answer is no, because it's just a job and there's no connection. It's not in your sweet spot. But this electrician job is at least closer to it, and it might be in it. It's not your dream job, but it's in your sweet spot, I think. Correct?
That is true.
Hey. Now listen. Remember, the sweet spot itself is not the dream job. The dream job and multiple dream jobs and multiple career paths and multiple jobs all are inside the sweet spot. Make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
So you're in your sweet spot now, but it's not your dream job, but that's okay. You're on the ladder. So now what do we got to do to climb the ladder? So what is the dream job? I got about a minute. Spit it out. What do you think the dream job is? Just say it.
I want to be a paramedic.
Great. Again, working with your hands. Very technical in nature. Problem solving to the extreme. Ding, 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 ding. Sound about right?
Yes, sir.
So what does it take for you to be qualified as a paramedic?
The schooling, the experience.
Yes, sir. Ding, ding, ding. You already know that. If you're not sure, go look it up. Get crystal clear on what it takes to get qualified. And you got to ask yourself, how much is that going to cost me time and money? And based on those two answers, how long will it take me to get there? I need a steady day job as an electrician while I'm getting there. Come on, Cody. The future's bright, my friend. Say no to the corrections officer job and say yes to the best of your life. This is the Ken Coleman Show. helping you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited that you're with us. 844-747-2577 is the toll-free phone number. 844-747-2577. Let's go back to the phones. Idaho Falls, Idaho is where Andalyn is. Andalyn, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
Hey, I'm a testament to that the guide for crushing the interview. I used that for my current job, and I actually had quite a few people tell me that they were very impressed with my interview.
Okay. So there you go. Well, hold on a second. I mean, I got to get a little bit more out of this, and I'm not trying to get a commercial here, but I want people to hear. They hear me talking about it, you know, and they're like, well, it's your thing, Ken. Of course you think it works. Well, no, I actually know it works, but you actually use it. Give me just like 30 seconds on how it helped you and why people said that about you.
You know, I knew my strengths going in and I knew how to talk to them. I knew, I feel like people maybe know how to dress for an interview.
Yeah.
That's something that is kind of taught in high school, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
you would think, right?
Yeah, you hope.
You hope. But a big part of it was what you're talking about, that practicing, you know, I wrote down some questions and I interviewed the company and I did my homework on the CEO and the history of the company. And and when I went in, I knew about the company. They were impressed with why I was there. And then, of course, I had a recommendation from a neighbor, and that was...
Here's what I want to know. So they were impressed because you did your homework. They're like, this is a serious person here. This is a woman who's got her act together. But I'm just curious how much it calmed your nerves being as prepared as you were.
Oh, it was fantastic. Well, and I didn't have a lot of work experience. I was a stay-at-home mom for about 10 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I was nervous.
Of course you were.
I was nervous going into that interview.
Good for you. Okay. All right. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And folks, again, we're talking about the How to Win the Interview Guide at kencoleman.com. She was on hold during our last segment. It's a free resource, and there's a real testimony, real time. Okay, but you called for another reason, and I'm seeing on the screen, I think I know my dream job, but I'm worried it's not correct. What does that mean? What's going on?
All right. So I know what I want my dream job to be.
Which is?
But I've thought this before. Okay. Well, I want to be a psychologist.
Okay. To do what? To be an active counselor?
I more research side and public speaker.
Oh, good.
And also counseling, but the research and the book writing and the
yeah. It's like one of my best friends. You really describe one of my best friends, Dr. Les Parrott. He and his wife, Leslie, great relationship experts, but Les really spends more of his time on research and writing and resources and speaking. So that's great. Okay, so what's going on? So why that's been a thing before, but you're doubting it. Why?
I'm doubting it because I've definitely thought this before that, oh, I know what the dream job is. Kind of that like romantic comedy, the person who's in love with being in love, right? I feel that way about career ideas. And so I'm worried that as I use the proximity principle, I'll start to be underwhelmed with this idea in my head that I've got of this dream job. So at what point
do I choose
commitment over my feelings?
Well, but you're assuming that you're going to be underwhelmed.
And I know. I'm so nervous, Ken.
But don't be. Don't be. Because here's why. When you use the proximity principle, you start hanging out with other psychologists. You start paying attention online to those people that you like. You start reading their stuff. You start listening to their podcasts. You maybe go to some of their events when they're speaking. You just become really an expert on people that are doing what you believe you want to do that keeps popping up. See, I believe the fact that it keeps popping up.
And the more I do that, the more I'm like, man, this is good stuff.
Right. So what does that tell you? That tells you that your heart is verifying what you feel. So I call this process clarify and verify. By using the proximity principle and getting around it and consuming people that are doing what you want to do, your heart is going to automatically either go ding, 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 and it appears as though that's what it's doing so far, or eventually it will go, eh, and then you go, oh, I need to listen to that. I need to pay attention to that.
Right.
It is possible that you get into this, you go, huh, I want to do the research part. but I don't really want to do the writing part. I'll share that with everybody else. Or you might find that, you know, who knows? But my point is that the clarify and verify process, if it were to return to you and you go, huh, that wasn't the dream I thought it was. But when I actually discovered it, it's like the comedy, romantic comedy. I thought he was my dream guy. When I actually went out with him, I realized he was adult. But are we broken? Are we done with love? No. It redirects us to somebody else or something else. I don't think that's going to happen with you, but if it does, it will lead you to the thing. Because what the heart knows for sure, I'm going to take a guess, you tell me if I'm wrong, but what your heart knows for sure is that you have a desire to contribute to the influence of relational or mental and emotional help for people. True or false?
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. So we don't need confirmation on that, do we?
Yeah.
No, that's the wrong answer. Do we need confirmation that your heart longs to contribute to the influencing of emotional, mental health, relational health? Do you need confirmation of that?
No, I don't need any more than I've already had.
Your heart's on fire for that, yes or no?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, then. So the what we know. I think all you're trying to figure out is the where. And I think you've already identified the where. You're just going, Ken, what if I look into this path and it's not it? Then it's a
you're right.
But it's a different where. So maybe it won't be in counseling. It'll be research, or maybe it'll be on the collegiate level in higher ed. I don't know. But the point is that you want to contribute to influencing the growth and health of people, right? Mental, emotional, relational. Okay, we got that. So now we're just going, where are all the places I can do that? And that's after you find out the how. How can I do it? Research, writing, speaking, consulting? I don't know, but you do. And the point is you just play this out. Dig in, consume yourself with all those different ways to do the what. How do I do the what? That's just the occupation side of it. The missional and passion. The passion and the mission are already clear to you. You just have to verify it. Gosh, I love it when I just help somebody get really clear on your fear. You're just afraid. And I think you're afraid of something else. I think you're afraid that you're going to waste your time. I think you're afraid you're going to waste your money. And I think you're turning that fear into a really logical excuse. Well, I don't want to go after it, Ken, because if I go after it and I find that that's not the thing, I'm going to be really disappointed. It's going to do. I just made the ugliest face I've ever made in the history of the show. But you get
I'm sad I missed it.
I know. You get my point, though, don't you?
I totally do.
So this is you. You know what you've got to do? You actually got to counsel yourself. Very hard to do. But you know what I want you to do? I want you to write down, this is your homework exercise. I want you to write down what you're afraid of. Actual fears. I am afraid of, and answer it. Put it in there. Fill in the blank. I am afraid of, and I'm afraid of this. And then I want you to do doubt, which is the cousin of fear.
Yeah.
I doubt this. I doubt this. And when you write those things down, I want you to then play the role of a counselor. But what you're counseling is somebody else. Make up a name. Linda. Linda's dealing with these fears, and Linda's dealing with these doubts. And I want you to counsel Linda. That's your homework.
Agree? I like it.
Yeah. Come on. And here's one last assignment, Andalyn.
All right.
Sometime today, I want you to get quiet. Could be in your closet. Could be in your bathroom. I don't care. Could be on the back deck. And I want you to think about the people that you eventually want to help with your research, your speaking, and your writing. I want you to think about those people. And then just see what your heart feels like. Hey, before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter. And you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're looking for boring financial talk, you're in the wrong place. This is not your mother's 401k meeting. This is Life on the Radio, and it's just downright entertaining. Thanks for hanging out with us, America. We're glad you're there.
To hear full episodes, just search Dave Ramsey wherever you listen to podcasts or go to DaveRamsey.com.